The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 6th of March. In your Squeeze today, the scandal facing Justin Trudeau, Hillary Clinton won't run, going makeup free, and this week's 3-Minute Squeeze. This is your Squeeze today. So starting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today, Claire, he's in a bit of strife. The scandal centres around a big Quebec-based engineering company, SNC-Lavalin. They're accused of offering bribes of about $50 million to Libyan officials between 2001 to 2011. How is the Prime Minister involved?
So he's been accused of putting pressure, is probably the nice way of putting it, or certainly other, his critics are saying, of being corrupt by lobbying on behalf of the engineering company, the Attorney General, Jody Wilson-Raybould. She has given evidence after a bit of wrangling to a committee there to say that that pressure was applied. And that's really, by all accounts, wholly improper for the Prime Minister, his close advisers and others to be trying to influence a criminal investigation. So Wilson-Raybould was demoted when she wouldn't do what they asked her to do. She then resigned from the cabinet. And what happened yesterday, which has sort of taken this into a whole new level, is a woman called Jane Philpott. She was a cabinet minister, by all accounts, quite a very well-regarded and high performer.
A star cabinet minister, yes.
Yeah. She resigned in solidarity with Wilson-Raybould, saying her principles are just too strong to stand by and she doesn't have confidence in the government and in Justin Trudeau any longer.
So there's an election scheduled for the end of October. This doesn't look to be helping Trudeau's already declining popularity.
No, not at all. It's certainly given the Conservative Party, who are in opposition, a really big toehold in getting stuck into him, calling it a government in chaos. Bless Canada, they're not really good at losing ministers and having governments in chaos. We're old hands at that these days. But yeah, apparently what's happened of certainly a government minister resigning, let alone a couple in quick succession, has really thrown them.
Rosemary Rogers is the former chief of staff to the recently resigned CEO of the National Australia Bank, Andrew Thorburn. She's accused of receiving $5.4 million in bribes in a scheme involving contractor Human Group, for which the director, Helen Rosamond, was charged last week.
Yeah, the interesting thing was yesterday was really the first time we'd got a look at exactly what those allegations are against Rogers. As you say, Rosamond was charged last week, so there was a bit of a sense about the scope of it. But yeah, huge, huge amounts of money involved.
$485,000 for a trip overseas with family and friends.
Yeah,
for example.
Yeah, it seems she was living the high life there for quite a while.
Absolutely. From one high-profile case to another, former managing director of the ABC, Michelle Guthrie, has dropped her case against her ex-employer following a settlement.
So she received $911,917 as she...
It's hard to say big numbers, I hear.
As she walked out the door. But you've got to add to that a confidential agreement that has been made between the ABC and Michelle Guthrie as a result of legal action she was bringing for wrongful dismissal. And while that is confidential, the Financial Review has reported that that could be around $500,000.
Yeah, and important to note that that's all taxpayer funded. Hillary Clinton has announced she won't be contesting the next US election. We kind of knew this, but she's made it very, very clear.
Yeah, that's right. She had pretty much said that before, but of course, anyone looking at her words very carefully thought that there was some wriggle room in there in the past. But she's definitively said yesterday that that's not something that she's going to do. There's all sorts of people who have put their hand up.
Yeah, I'll just jump in there. You've included a link in the Squeeze Today email to the New York Times podcast, The Daily. We're big fans of that here at The Squeeze, that takes you through the Democratic candidates so far.
Yeah, the thing that seems to be dividing them isn't so much their approach to big issues like, you know, climate change and, you know, all the big policy questions. It's actually how they think the economy should be run. So it's a good one for the political nerds.
And just quickly, interest rates have stayed on hold yesterday at 1.5%. Let's talk about the breakthrough in HIV treatment, though.
Our very interesting case, this one, and certainly has got medical researchers really excited about the development. There was a case of a guy called Timothy Brown, who's known as the Berlin patient. About a decade ago, he became the only person in the world to be officially cured of HIV. And while scientists have been working away to try and replicate that, it hasn't been able to be done until it looks like a London man is in remission from HIV. He's been 18 months drug-free and seems to be clearing that disease from his body.
Provides a lot of hope for those suffering from the disease. In 2017 alone, 940,000 people worldwide were killed by HIV. And before we get to this week's 3-minute squeeze, Virgin Air hostesses will now be offered pants as part of their uniform. But if they're anything like me, the most exciting thing is that they don't have to wear makeup.
Yeah.
Hate wearing makeup.
The squeeze pretty much is a makeup-free zone. So
pretty much.
We don't bother too much about that. But yes, Virgin Atlantic, just the female hosties have been able to wear trousers, but it wasn't issued as part of their...
They had to put a special request in. Yes.
And I would be making that special request frequently and often, I think. Yep. But yeah, it's interesting. Apparently the airline industry is notoriously conservative about these sorts of things. But yeah, fascinating to see something that you think we're well and truly moved on from is still very current in 2019.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who sent in a question for us yesterday for the 3-minute squeeze in celebration of reaching 200 podcast episodes. Plus on Friday, it's the 2-year anniversary of the squeeze. We had a go at answering some of those questions, Claire.
We have some really awesome people. Like I wouldn't be bothered, you know, if you say, can you send me a question about us? You know, it's just amazing that people are really so engaged, and we got some really good questions. So it was really fun going through that and answering those. So we hope you enjoy that.
All sorts of bits and pieces. Do we have families? What time do we get up? What time do we go to sleep? Yeah.
All the,
if you're interested,
the obvious ones when you're looking into this crazy thing we're doing.
Yeah. Now the subject line.
So Madonna, one of the things that Virgin Atlantic said that they were making these changes for was that it was to allow staff to give them more freedom to express themselves. So that, of course, brings up Madonna, the iconic lyric from that song, "Don't go for second best, baby." You can't go past that.
Some days it just all works out, doesn't it?
It does.
Don't forget, if you read the Squiz Today email every day this week, you go in the draw to win a book pack from Alan and Unwin. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to leave us a review on your podcast app if you like it. That'd be handy. Keep spreading the word, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.